Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Just one more note from Japan. A listener in Weehawken has just called in to say that his friend's wife returned to Japan and said that they hardly felt the quake in Kyoto. So at least the south seems unaffected or relatively unaffected, the south part of Japan. Now, this year's list of Fortune magazine's best 100 companies to work for is out, and the bullet points spell out why the top 100 were ranked. Flexible schedules, healthy benefits packages. Remember healthy benefits packages? And company perks, which bump workplaces up the list. Local companies were ranked from Teach for America to Ernst & Young to Mercedes-Benz USA. But we are going to talk very briefly now about what makes corporate culture employee-friendly and what makes a job the best job or a workplace the best workplace, especially at a time when many are thankful to have any job. David Kaplan is contributing editor at Forbes magazine. He kind of went under at Fortune magazine, forgive me. He kind of went undercover as an assembly line worker, a line tamer, which is not a lion tamer, and a maintenance worker for a day at three of the companies on the list, and he joins me now. Hi, David.
Hey there.
What is a line tamer?
Well, I worked on Black Friday at Aeropostale, the apparel retailer, in one of their mall stores, and among my other important responsibilities was keeping the line moving because the number of teenagers showing up at 6 and 7 in the morning was astonishing, so they have to snake the line to pay all around the store, and you can't have those people running into the people shopping. So basically a traffic cop.
Did you come out rating Aeropostale as an employer?
Well, they're on the list of 100, and they were a pretty cool place to work, as were the other two companies. I worked at Hasbro on the Monopoly line, where they put together all the different parts that go in your Monopoly box. And then also at New Star Energy, I worked down at an asphalt plant in South Jersey, and for differing reasons, all three were good places to work, and you could easily see why they were on the list. The secret, there are not a lot of secrets in this, and what surprises me, and last year I spent several days not as an undercover employee, but just reporting at SAS, a big private tech firm in the Raleigh-Durham area, and what these companies do, essentially, as one of the CEOs put it, is they don't act like jerks. If you treat your employees reasonably well, you'll get far more in return. You would think more companies would understand it.
There's a tagline there for a TV commercial or radio commercial. Company X, we don't act like jerks.
Yes, and, you know, when he said that, he was thinking of a different noun than jerks and then decided for a family magazine it would be inappropriate. But he said it to be funny, but he also said it to make a point. And at Aeropostale, because that was the CEO that made the comment, the vast majority of their employees are seasonal or part-time or temp employees and are older teenagers or people in their early 20s, and they're not paid a lot of money. The people who aren't full-time don't get benefits, and yet they'll tell you, even compared with similar retailers selling clothing in malls, this company knows how to treat its people. And they're sort of wide-eyed about it, but they're smart enough and have enough perspective to say, boy, it wasn't like this at such and such company.
You got to tell us about New Star Asphalt Refinery and Products Terminal in New Jersey. I understand that it's responsible for that smell on the New Jersey Turnpike, so it would sound off the bat like one of the worst places to work, but it made your best list.
Well, I don't. They're not exclusively responsible for those various smells along the New Jersey Turnpike.
Right,
but
it wouldn't
smelling,
be one.
You're, of course not. You're smelling a sulfur product, which is the smelly residue, the leftover, when you're refining petroleum. Now, most petroleum refineries are making gasoline and heating oil. This particular plant, just across the river from Philadelphia, makes asphalt. It's one of the largest asphalt producers in the country. Asphalt, in effect, is the bottom of the barrel. Most companies don't want it. It's not particularly lucrative, but New Star is one of the major asphalt refineries in the country, and you know the smells aren't as good there as working in Aeropostale across from the Dunkin' Donuts or Cinnabon, but they too know how to treat their employees well. I worked actually in two places. I worked for Newstar. I worked at the refinery, and then also at what's called a terminal, which is a giant filling station. It's where those big tanker trucks you don't want to drive next to on the New Jersey Turnpike pull up and fill their tanks either with a gasoline or home heating oil or jet fuel oil. And while Newstar doesn't make those products, they concentrate in asphalt, they still operate terminals around the United States and around the world where this stuff is dispensed. It's basically a pipeline operation.
Just to go down the list of some of the local companies that made your top 100 places, best places to work in America list, Whole Foods, number 24, Mercedes-Benz USA in Montvale, number 15, Wegmans, number 3, that's a supermarket chain centered in Rochester and around upstate, Goldman Sachs, American Express, Ernst & Young, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Deloitte, so a lot of the finance firms. Teach for America, KPMG, Meridian Health, Aeropostale, and Accenture. I want to ask you something about how you did the story. It wasn't quite undercover. You told all the employees who you worked with that you were writing about the experience. But there's been this rash of undercover investigative stings in the news, you know, the one that hit NPR and the one that hit Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin. Now, these weren't journalists. These were people with ideological axes to grind, but
I had no axe to grind except that when I left the Hasbro plant, I certainly wanted to take some monopolies home with me.
I guess so. What about the ethics, though, of going undercover as a journalist?
Well, the situation I was in was extremely different than these other, whether you call them pranks or sting operations. Obviously, I approached all three companies way ahead of time with the notion of trying to get inside and see what it's like to work as an employee. So with the executives of the company and human resources, they knew exactly what I was doing. But what we tried to do at the outset is to sort of fly me in and have me wearing an employee badge and to tell employees around me, David will be working with us today. And if there were questions, the answer might be he was an observer. But we didn't spell it out until I started talking to people. If I was interviewing somebody on the Monopoly line at Hasbro, then I would say, listen, I'm writing a story for Fortune, and I'm trying to get a sense of what it's like. So they would figure that anyway when they see me take out a tape recorder, write things down in a notebook. But I obviously, as an ethics matter, and I think just civility, you would tell somebody you're interviewing what you're doing. But at the outset, we tried to not call attention to ourselves because obviously you have to worry about the Heisenberg principle. You don't want to affect the working experience. On the Hasbro Monopoly line and an extremely busy day at Aeropostale, I think people were so busy doing their own things, they didn't particularly worry about another body there. Right. I think at Newstar, which has fewer employees, and because you have to wear so much safety gear, it was a little less to maintain the conceit. But you're quite right, it wasn't entirely undercover because everybody, the important people, knew
at the outset
what I was
doing.
We have to
leave it there because we're out of time. David Kaplan wrote the 100 Best Companies to Work for Fortune magazine. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
And have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Brian Lehrer.